Hörst du mich?
Actually, we hear that in the spiritual world, there's a festival every day.
operation staff here couldn't imagine that either. This they usually have to take some R&R after each major festival. But it does go on every day in the spiritual world. Srila Prabhupada wrote very early in the Nectar Devotion, writes that it is offensive if one does not observe these holidays. It is a very, very important thing. I don't know how many people on their computers get Vaishnava alert. Yes. All of a sudden you hear this cow, or you hear a peacock, or you hear an elephant for a prophecy. And it's really nice. I mean, every single day, I don't know if there's one day that you don't get some alert. And it's like, you can get it. I don't know how to get it, but anyway. Somehow I got on my calendar, and you open up your computer and Vaishnava alert. Today is this, that. And then you can go on, you can read all about it. So it's, you never miss anything. It's like a safe position there. So this is nice. Because every day you get to focus on something else. You get to remember that, oh yeah, today is a festival of some sort. And that is going on in the spiritual world all the time. And we need this. We need to be engaged in thinking of how we can serve Krishna in different ways. Otherwise, then even our money accumulates and our energy accumulates, and then Maya always has some engagement for sure. So better that we utilize it and save it and give it to the celebration, because it does require a lot of sweat and blood, a lot of money, and we all have experienced that that when we do participate and give, that somehow or other all the festivals come out very nicely, and the Lord is pleased, and the whole community is very satisfied. So within this celebration, usually, of course, the deities are the focus, and that is our meditation for days and days. I know right now we're already preparing for Lord Vishnu to start a week ago, thinking of the menu and what are we going to wear. I mean, we're already up in our minds, the souls are already up in our minds, all the way to Janmashtami, you know, already making some of these things. So this is a great impression on our soul. Because right now, we're still very much very impersonal, believe it or not. I know myself, sometimes I can come here and stand in front of deities, and someone will ask me what they have on a few minutes, and I said, I don't remember what they had on 2 minutes ago. So we still have very much an impersonal aspect to our consciousness. And Srila Prabhupada, he targeted this. And therefore he established deity worship very early, and he very much encouraged the temples to do it elaborately. He set L.A. was the standard. Even to this day, they dress the deities twice a day in day clothes, plus night clothes. Can you imagine? A whole other crew. Garlands. Amazing. The Prabhupada said that was really wonderful. So this really helps us in getting away from this impersonalism, which is a big hurdle. Even other religions can't swallow it, that God is really a person, that we can have a birthday. So we find that our teachings and everything going on in these temples, which are focusing on the deity, really help us to get over that. And it also brings a family atmosphere to the temple. We all come together and do this together and cook together and talk about the deities while we're doing service. And plus, Krishna likes it. He's standing up high like that, not so that we can see him, but he can look down on us and see who's here. Like his whole family, he can see, oh, what runaways has come back to me now. And he's very happy to see me, he's finally come back. And so that's also makes it very personal, unlike in some other religions, when there's just maybe a cross or something there, or maybe nothing there. This way, there's some reciprocation. And even book bottle, I don't know if anyone could be so dull they haven't noticed this wonderful display over here. faces you see on the, what's going on, maybe three different events going on. Celebrations that we do, and right now definitely is a celebration of the Holy Name, are very to Prince Srila Prabhupada and to spread his mission. So, because we want to invite the world to experience Krishna consciousness. The world is really starving for culture. It's amazing what they'll do to have a cultural presentation. They're dried up. This culture, there is no culture. It stinks. There's just nothing going on. It's dry. They're bored. They have to dress up as pirates to have fun. I mean, a pretty sad situation. So we really need to have some culture and to present it nicely. Just like Bhakti Maharaswami, when he's churning his mind, he was pleading for people to help with his idea of going to campuses and opening it up and having a cultural presentation. Because the world does need this. Otherwise, it's, you know, they're wasting their life, definitely. So the other, a couple of weeks ago, we had a civil engineer out here, and we were telling some of our plans, and he was giving us some advice, and he says, "You all are thinking too small." He says, "This is going to expand, and that's going to expand, and the community out there is waiting to see what you all are going to do. They want to see what are these Hare Krishnas going to do." Really, he said that. And so, what are we going to do? And how are we going to make the celebration so that, you know, 50,000 people come here? I mean, even in India, Janmasthami, the Muslims recognize it and celebrate it in some way. Prabhupada said. So we should have, you know, announcements so that the public come here and are totally amazed at what kind of culture there is here, how juicy it is, how nectarine it is, and that they can actually take part too. So these observances are part of our sadhana. They are very, very important, so that we don't become lazy in devotional service, and that we can learn how to properly respect and glorify the Lord. It's very important that we're trained this way. Because otherwise, you know, there's another birthday ceremony, another this, another that. Maybe we won't even bother with it this year. Actually, I remember when I first came to Bodhi, every one of the Goswami's appearance days, I was cooking a feast. Big, huge feast. It was like boom, 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 almost every day. I guess financially we couldn't do it anymore. But anyway, it's part of our training. Very, very important that we strengthen our weak areas by doing all these different sadhana workouts. They actually are a workout. I was at my mother's place in Tampa waiting for the festival, and I went in chanting around in the exercise room where they have all those, you know, big, huge machines, ones for this and ones for that, and you do this and do that. And so they usually have a trainer in there, and they tell you what part is for what part of your body and work on that. So I was beginning to think, you know, like, this is, you know, sadhana is like that. That we are japa, you know, and different things are all different workouts. Sometimes you feel that way when it really gets going in here during japa time in the morning. You know, people pace something down, people are, you know, got their heads covered and chanting real loud and whatever, you know, trying to control the mind. But we are flabby. We're out of shape. We have flabby faith, that's for sure. We have weak intelligence. We are a very sloppy sadhachar. We don't really know how to have proper Vaishnava etiquette, so many things. So this sadhana, including the celebrations, is very much important. It is a workout, but it works on all these different things that are very important to build a very strong devotional heart. And so we shouldn't neglect these celebrations. I mean, we have to do it according to our needs. We're going to hear about how many cows and this and that, but none of ours gave out. Even in this one thing, it says that he gave everyone exactly whatever he wanted. Can you imagine the list we'd get? So he did it. He was able to satisfy it. But we have to do what we can I'm very much in the mood of being trained. Although Prabhupada, our trainer, has just more or less given us the basics, and one of them is all these celebrations, we shouldn't think that after a while that I've got the basic training down. I really don't need to do that. I can just skip that day, or I can not do this or that. The tendency, of course, is to take the lowest standard. So we have to be very careful and not think that it's not needed. Even Sri Prabhupada said that he's always very still afraid of Maya. And so this training, this Sadhana, is very important to keep back Maya's allurement. And therefore we have to take shelter of all Prabhupada's instructions. And this way we can develop beyond even the basic training. We can maybe step up to a Raghunuga platform one day, maybe in this lifetime, that will actually be spontaneously attracted to devotional service, spontaneously running here to the temple to do some service. Actually, it was really nice in Jaipur. We were trying to figure out the timings to go see Govindaji. And there you could see some real devotion. That's why we wanted to go. We just love to see all the people just praying and pouring out their devotion, this real spontaneous love that is there in those personalities and those bhaktas of Govindaji. And also we went to Ramadan Mahan Temple and saw that same devotion, that spirit there. And we were kind of walking, trying to go to the temple, and then some man came by and said, You gotta run! It's gonna close soon! You know, so that it was like contagious, you know, that enthusiasm. So hopefully this will become inherent within our hearts, that someday we'll be on that level. We'll step up just in the basics, but and go to a higher level. But we have to start with the proper training. There's a very nice story I heard in India. I can't remember if I told it to you all, but I told it to quite a few people. It has stuck in my mind, and I will never forget, never go out of my mind. It's Giriraj Maharaj was telling stories about Prabhupada, and he said, actually, I'm going to tell you a story about some like members, and he told a story about one man, I remember, and then he told a story about a woman who was, I guess, raised in Village. And anyway, she was involved with a life member and invited Prabhupada to come to prasadam, and so to Mahakrishna Goswami, and Giriraj Maharaj went. And they sat down and waiting for prasadam, and this lady comes out with a violin and dancing. Another lady, they're dancing and singing Braj songs and everything. And to Mahakrishna Maharaj, you can just kind of picture it in his mind, his eyes rolled in the back of his head. He looked around and kind of looked like this to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada leaned over and said, "This lady has spontaneous love for Krishna, and you are just beginning training to become a Vaishnava." And that has really stuck with me. So we have to take this training seriously. We are not on that level. But we can become that way. Prabhupada wants us to become Raghunugas and Rupanugas. So we have to begin and realize that we're out of shape. We need this training and take it very seriously. And not take any shortcuts. Not think that we are more advanced than we really are. And take shelter of each other to help each other become advanced. Just like that man was encouraging me to run. Don't miss the darshan. Don't miss the seva. Don't miss helping with Nityananda's celebration, with Lord Chaitanya's celebration. It goes on and on and on every season. There's how many celebrations? I think she said there's 12 years. There's a lot more than that. I know there must be. It seems like every week there's something going on. So we should get involved and get others involved and think big. Think how we can maybe change that John Mosley thing out in the field so it's a little more exciting, a little different. We have more dramas, not just one drama, two dramas. Maybe we have two stages. We've got to think bigger. We have the biggest community in North America. We should be thinking way bigger than one thing. And we should make it a big affair for the inner community so we all get more fired up, and for the outer community so that they can taste this personalism of serving and worshiping and reciprocating with God, which they're missing out on, which they're really hankering for. And instead of dressing up as pirates and wenches with their swords and their... Anyway, I won't describe what we saw. But anyway, rather than doing that and having a parade of admonishment of horrible things, why not have a big celebration at all of our Vaishnava Mahotsavas, have it for the whole public. And so I think that's something we can all work on, and work on our own sadhana, and try to realize that all these things are very, very important. I didn't mention what's in this purport at the end about the controversy of, is Krishna Yasoda's kid or Devaki's, because I don't know. I'm very simple, and Prabhupada doesn't seem to think it's such an important thing. He says, we hear this, we hear that. But regardless of all these things, we celebrate Janmashtami. So if anyone wants to get into that, they're welcome to, but I don't have the knowledge. I didn't even go there to... I probably could have gone online and heard all the different opinions, but I really don't know them all. So I'm just taking Prabhupada's position of whether or not... But if you'd like to discuss that, you can. Is there anything else anybody would like to mention or add or subtract? Yes.
Well, I'm just thinking whether to get into that or not. Because that's very sweet. Vasudev left with his son, and then he marched to the Nanda Maharaj's son. That time Krishna himself woke up everyone. Such a loud crying that he woke up, just like Jogamaya or turning to Mahamaya and made such a loud cry that all the jailkeeper, everybody woke up in other birthday party there. And this birthday party here, same time, he woke up everybody, and then Mother Yashoda realized that she has a son. And there was the big celebration. Now there is also little tips on that, that before that, in the Harivamsa explains that Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda, they really did not do, they did all the celebration, but they did not want to do one of the sanskar that we mentioned, Prabhupada mentioned in the part of Jatakarma and all this. But they did not do Garbhadhan sanskar. To conceive a child, you do celebration that Prabhupada wants us to do it, if as a Grihastha wants a child. But they did not, they wanted, they opposed. And one day Nanda Baba asked Mother Yashoda, you know why I'm opposing this? Because I really don't want a son. I want the son. I have to tell you, reveal that night after night I'm having this dream of a most wonderful, such a beautiful boy I never heard or saw anywhere. It's such a beautiful, I just want that boy to be my son. That's why I cannot do any jagna of this putrishti jagna. So Mother Yashoda then revealed, oh, I didn't want to tell you, but this is exactly happening also. Every night I'm having this dream, most beautiful boy coming and playing in my heart. And so that's why when the child was born, Mother Yashoda immediately recognized it's the same child was born. So it is the relishment of Krishna's with the form of the parent. So Govinda Maharaj says that all the incarnation did not have parents until Nishinadev developed the desire from the relishment of Prahlad on his left. He was such a loving, like a cat, look a baby lion. So Nishinadev fell in love with this affection. He's so cute and he looked at his the pillar. Oh, that's where I come from, but I can't reciprocate with the pillar as a son. So he immediately desired. So God, there is a greed within the God that he wants to release this parental wound. And from that incarnation on, all the incarnation had a parent.
Anything else? Yes.
I was thinking about when we're talking about the organizing the festivals and stuff. I was thinking I joined the movement in Durban in South Africa, and that is about twice full the amount of the community in that temple. So the way they did it was that they had different Namahatas in the community, and they would have maybe approximately about 30 people in a Namahata that would come together every Sunday, would be a different.